Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be here with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you're watching live, make sure you comment and let me know where you're listening from. If this is your first time here, my name's Cade Moyer, and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, I have an open line ready for you. The number is 0730 403096. You can call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories, or you can kind of match us for what we're talking about tonight. And tonight is a rather interesting episode because we've had some fairly major news in the world of UFOs, in the world of disclosure, in the world of non-human intelligences, which has seemed to show up on a report about 26 times. If you are new to the game, this is going to blow your mind. To the people watching this live, yes, we are only doing audio only tonight because I have been away on a massive video shoot and all my cameras are pooped. They're in much need of a service. They are completely run into the ground. So we'll kind of get those sorted for the next one. But yeah, at the moment, they're all packed up in boxes and all the batteries do need charging. So we will get that sorted for the next live show. We just didn't have enough time this time around, unfortunately. So couple of things I really do want to get off the bat rather quickly because they are going to be a little bit time sensitive. So this coming week, that would be myself and Dean Harrison from Australian Yowie Research, will be attending the Cardwell UFO Festival. So we will be there for about 3 days. We're going down on the Friday. I will be presenting a podcast. Actually, I'll be doing a live podcast about disclosure. They're on the Saturday at their forum, which they call the C-Files, so the Cardwell Files, so rather clever. And if you're in the Cardwell region or the F&Q region, make sure you make the trip down there or up there, because I will be doing a live podcast from about 3 p.m. on Saturday. So if you don't make it, I will make an effort to try get a recording of that that roundtable podcast. But it all kind of depends on what the tech setup is there. I'm fairly in the dark about it, and I guess we'll find out on the Friday. But rest assured, I'll do what I can. Another awesome thing is that Dean Harrison, he'll be doing a presentation at 11 a.m. on the Sunday. And this is obviously going to be all about the Yowie. For those who are new to the game, Dean Harrison is the go-to gentleman in Australia for anything Yowie related. He created the Australian Yowie Research kind of program, and that is just an astronomical amount of work, and my hat goes off to Dean and his team for everything that they do, because they have really captured some of the most fascinating Yowie evidence Bigfoot evidence to date. So if you are into that, make sure you also head down to the or up to the Cardwell UFO Festival, because you'll be able to catch that excellent presentation that he'll be doing there. And knowing Dean, and the way I know Dean, you will not want to miss that presentation, because I can tell you he'll be putting his blood, sweat, and tears into it. It is just the type of guy that he is. But I was also on the phone to Dean today, and we decided that why not do a little bit of a meet and greet on the Friday night. So if you are in that area, we will be catching up essentially for a couple of casual drinks, some laughs, maybe a bit of dinner. So if you are in the Cardwell region, make sure you come by. We'll post on our socials a little bit more about that when it gets closer to the time. But that would be really cool. So if you are in the Cairns region, Townsville region, make sure, if you are a kind of like a fan of the genre, make the effort to get yourself to Cardwell. It's only a short drive, and you can come and rub shoulders with Mr. Dean Harrison himself, and I'll tag along too. But make sure you also hang around for the presentations, because there's lots of excellent speakers there, along with a couple of other presentations and things like that. So if you are a fan of the genre, this will be right up your alley. But essentially, tonight, I do want to talk about the congressional UFO / UAP hearings that have just happened over in the US over the last week. I'll be sharing a few of my thoughts, and I am really, really interested to hear from you guys, the listeners. So if you want to call in and share your thoughts, I'd be incredibly interested to kind of hear what the general public is kind of making of this. I have a lot of thoughts, and I see there's a lot of mixed reactions to, I guess, maybe probably the expectations of what this is supposed to be. I think a lot of people either have the expectation that they want to see alien bodies and kind of things like that, or they kind of want to believe it's all a scam, all a sham. Like the government is kind of pulling the wool over their eyes. And I'm in maybe both. I've got a foot in both sides of the camp at the moment. But what I do want to kind of put out to the public is just let the general public know what's happened here. So essentially, Ryan Graves, who's the executive director of the Americans for Safe Aerospace, David Grush, who was the former national, basically he was like one of the top people within the, who had like military clearance for secret information within the government, for like secret access programs and stuff like that. He was one of the top people. And he's also come out as a whistleblower. He did a fantastic interview with Ross Coulthart for First Nation news over in the States. I can't quite remember what the channel is. It is rather new. But the report was simply mind-blowing, and I've actually watched the interview about three or four times, which is rather rare for me. I'm kind of like a one-and-done type of person, but that interview was incredible, and it's the implications of, if hypothetically, let's just say absolutely hypothetically, that 50% of what he's saying is true, if 1% of what he's saying is true, you know, that really does change the world. So he came forward to do this hearing in Congress, and also the retired Navy commander David Fravor, who was so famously known for the Tic Tac UFO incident. They all went under oath to talk about everything that they know. And I can't seem to express how monumental that is. I know a lot of people seem to want to see alien bodies and see UFO videos or pictures, or heck, they'll probably even want to see a bloody some physical evidence. However, this is not the case for what this hearing is. The hearing is essentially to start the conversation around all of this. And what I love about this is that it was... You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.